may be seated. Open your Bibles quickly to the book of John, chapter 14. They call it when you don't know the words, you ad-lib. But I got to add one more letter in there. It's ad-lib. That's what I was doing. I was adding on something. Hallelujah. Anytime you're lifting up God and praising Him from your heart, then God will accept your praise. Hallelujah. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 1, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said, this is the text right here, I like this part. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Let not your thoughts, your feelings, which is the mind, don't let it trouble you and cause you to sway off the path or even miss the mark. Don't have this kind of mindset. God said, don't let your heart trouble you. Don't let the thoughts that are within that you have placed in there, don't really have any business in there, don't let those thoughts come out of your heart and trouble your mind and give you a different mindset that you all cannot keep your mind stayed up on Him, the perfect peace, the ruler of the heavens, because you have your mind stayed up on your thoughts and your trouble and your circumstances and your situation. But God is a problem solver.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He solved them on Calvary. He took care of them on the way to the cross. The chief organ of the physical life is the heart. And it occupies the most important place in the human system.
Yes, it does.
But Jesus is talking about the whole man. Hallelujah. He made his heart, and it's in the right place. It's not in your foot, glory to God, but it's in a central location in your body. And it operates according to as God has ordained it to operate, glory to God. God has ordained His Word to operate in our life according to the way that He wanted to operate, glory to God. Whatever your circumstances are, whatever your situation are, God has already organized and ordained His Word to set you free, to heal your body, to strengthen you, to lift you up, to give you some joy, to give you some peace, to give you some comfort, to give you the rest that you need. He's already ordained it, and He set it into motion, and it's in the right place in the body.
Amen.
Come on and give God some praise. Say, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Why He said that? Because I and the Father are one. If you're going to believe the Father, you're going to have to believe me.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And then the Holy Ghost is there to back up what we're saying. Because we're all together. So if you believe God, you got to believe the Holy Ghost, and you got to believe me. Hallelujah. We got it made, glory to God. We didn't prepare this thing, but the one who loved us the most prepared the way, glory to God. And He sent His only begotten Son to retrieve us and to revive us and to bring us into our senses and to put us in the right mind, glory to God. And that's the mind of Christ. That's the mind you got to have. God said, bring all your thoughts unto Him. Cast everything up on Him. I don't care what it's good, what it's bad, what it's sad. I don't care what it is, whether it's sickness, glory to God, whether you are down, whether you're up. God said, cast all of these things upon me. Why? Because He paid the price for it, and He made the way so that we can have victory in every one of these things.
Amen.
Glory to God. not your heart be troubled. Don't let your mind dictate to you. Your mind and your thoughts will cause you to sway from the direction God wants you to go. You will miss the mark. You'll be so far down the road, glory to God. And let me tell you, so when you get so far, God always lets you come back the way you went, glory to God, so that you can know your mistakes and so that you can go through the trouble like you're supposed to go to Him. God can bring you back the same way, glory to God, and anoint you and give you the strength and tell you if you hadn't wasted time, you could have did this and been on your way farther down the line. But since you didn't do it, glory to God, I'm still your God. And all God asks us to do is stand still and know that He is God, glory to God. Stand still and watch Him work, glory to God. Stand still when they lift Him up. And when you lift Him up, He said, I draw all men unto me. All of your problems, all of your circumstances, all of your situations that man go through, He said, I draw all of them unto me and I'll set you free. Come on, give God some praise. The heart, the seat of physical life. Number two, it's the seat of moral nature and spiritual life also. Since for God didn't leave us out. He just didn't take care of the spiritual part. But He took care of the outward part of man, glory to God. He took care of this old nature. He took care of the flesh and the bones and the blood that run through your veins, glory to God. He took care of your brain. That's why we are a triune person, glory to God. We got a mind, we got a body, we got a brain, we got a soul, glory to God. And it's all in conjunction with what God did. Man came along and tried to rearrange things, glory to God. And he did a pretty good job, but he couldn't do what the one thing he couldn't take our soul, glory to God. So Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Not only is He talking about right now, He's talking about future, glory to God. He's talking about our eternal resting place. But in the meantime, glory to God, on this side we still got God. On this side He's Jesus Christ. On this side He's mighty. On this side He's all power in heaven and earth. On this side He's still the healer. On this side He's still the way maker. On this side He opened the door, glory to God. On this side so that we can go in and be blessed going in and coming out again. Come on and get God. Hallelujah. Heart is also the seat of grief. That's why Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. People, you know you can die from grief? Come on, all these, Brother Tim was talking about those Halloween characters this morning in the lesson. Some people die from grief, from fright. You know how the greatest grief and fright is? It's our thoughts that we meditate upon and don't turn them over to God. And they begin to take you farther and farther in your thoughts. And they get worse and worse and worse. That's why the scripture said that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse in this earth. Who is the evil one? He is the old nature one, glory to God. Let me tell you something. This Bible is not written by Satan. It's not talking about Satan, glory to God. This Bible is talking about Jesus Christ, the deliverer, the one that set us free, the one that kicked Satan out of heaven, glory to God. Over that Isaiah said, I beheld Him like lightning, glory to God, coming down. Hakobamoshaka. And Jesus Christ came, the anointed cherubim, glory to God, came on the scene and made the way and paved the way, glory to God. He took Israel from this to that, glory to God, all through that Old Testament, glory to God. And He walked up into the gospel, glory to God, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And He gave unto those that ordained them and sent them out, glory to God, over in the epistle. That's where we are, glory to God. Glorifying God and lifting Him up all the way home, glory to God. We are not there yet, but we are on our way. And in the meantime, while you're on your way, praise Him a little bit, glory to God. Seek Him like never before, glory to God. Open up your mouth and praise God. Go into your prayer closet and lift Him up, glory to God. Glorify what He done already done, glory to God. Don't think about what He's going to do. Glorify what He's already done, glory to God. That's the praise and the worship that we owe unto Him. Hallelujah. He said, believe in God In other words, have some faith in God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I don't have faith in myself. You say, well, how can you do that? Well, I don't trust myself.
Amen.
I done made a whole lot of mistakes in life.
Amen.
And from you learn from your experience. When you done made a whole lot of mistakes, then you need to do something else.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You need to let go. You need to change your mindset, glory to God.
Amen.
You got to realize that though you're weak, yet are you made strong through Christ Jesus, glory to God. You got to realize that you can't do this thing alone. You got to realize you're not in this race. You didn't design it, glory to God. You didn't write the scripture, glory to God. All God do, asked us to do it, is to seek it, we shall find. Knock it, it'll be open. Ask it, it'll be given unto us. And when we do all of that, glory to God, he will reveal the mystery of his word unto you according to your need. Come on and give God some praise. The same word that God gives to me to deliver me out of my stuff won't work for you. Because your stuff ain't the same as my stuff. Hallelujah. It's a personal relationship. My stuff is personal, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, I got a personal God, glory to God. And I got a personal relationship with him. And I fellowship with him according to my needs. You got a fellowship with God according to your needs, glory to God. Because it's personal, glory to God. Your needs is the one that's killing you, glory to God. They're not killing me. My needs are killing me, glory to God. But you got to realize one thing, that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life, glory to God. And God will deliver you when you call his name, glory to God. He done already promised, glory to God, that he's going to come again, glory to God. He done already promised that he's going to deliver us. He's already promised that he's going to heal us, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, don't worry about the sickness. Don't worry about all of that, glory to God. That's physical, glory to God. But physical is not going to heaven, glory to God. Your soul got to be right, glory to God. What's going to sit down before Jesus? That's what's going to lift him up and praise him. It's your soul. That's why I said, let not your soul or your heart be troubled, glory to God. Neither let it be afraid. If you believe God, believe also in him. Come on. Hallelujah, glory to God. I don't have to go any farther than the first scripture. God said it all right there, glory to God. All the way down to verse 8, glory to God. But I'm going to go on to number 2. It says, in my Father's house. In my Father's house are many mansions. The word house, that means at home. See, you can be at home with your Father. And you can sit down and talk with him, glory to God. Let me tell you something, as he's your spiritual father, he's your earthly father. Your earthly father might be living, but there's a greater earthly father than the one that's living, glory to God. He's your spiritual father, he's your earthly father, and as with him, we are at home. I don't know about you, but I'll be comfortable with God. I'll be comfortable around God, because I know that anything that I'm going to get myself in, the love of God is going to get me out in spite of. Come on. My Father's house. Another word is household. In my Father's household. Glory to God. In my Father's place. Another word is family. In my Father's family.
Come on now.
Shack, I don't know about you, but I'm part of that family. I'm here on earth. Jesus was talking about the eternal family. True enough, glory to God. But we got to become the earthly family before we can get to that place. Glory to God. You got to lift up God along the way. You can't get there no other way. Jesus told us down here in the 6th verse how to get there, glory to God. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, glory to God. There is no other way you can go. You can't go there in an airplane, glory to God. You can't take no train there. A lot of people sang that song about, I'm going to take a train. You ain't going to take no train, glory to God. You're going to take the word of God, and the word of God, and the anointing of God is the one thing that's going to lift you up and carry you in to his household and his family. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He talking about no brick buildings. None made out of wood. He's not talking about our sealed up homes. Glory to God. Mansions here means abiding places. Or an abode. Or a dwelling place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That let us know, glory to God, that we are not alone in this earth, that man discombobulated, glory to God, and messed up, glory to God. But the second man, Adam, came along, and he didn't put this mess back together, but he showed us the way, glory to God, and he showed us the truth, glory to God, and he showed us what life is. He showed us how to abide in this world. He said, we are not a part of it, but I can show you how to get through, glory to God. You're not to do what the world do. I'm going to show you what to do. I'm going to show you the way. I'm going to show you how to beat this thing. I'm going to show you how to knock down those walls. I'm going to show you how to open up the door. I'm going to show you how to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I'm going to show you how to open blind eyes. I'm going to show you how to cast out the demons that they said within you when they are not in you. Glory to God. I'm going to show you all these things because I've done all these things just for you. Come on and get there. Hallelujah. In my Father's family, we are part of the family. Jesus said, if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you this. If you were not saved, Jesus wouldn't have told you you were saved. Glory to God. If you wasn't lost, he wouldn't have told you you wasn't lost. That's why he came, glory to God. He didn't come on no vacation, but he came to retrieve that which was lost and to put it back together again, glory to God, and bring it back into the family or the household of God, glory to God. See, the household is right here on this earth, and Jesus is the head, glory to God, and he's residing over the household right now. It's imperfect, glory to God, but he's putting it together, glory to God. Right now, it's not complete, glory to God, but he's putting the finished work that he put on Camry, glory to God. The finished work is going to be completed in this earth, glory to God, before we can rise up and go where he is, glory to God. It's going to be completed right down here. You're going to fight the fight on this side, glory to God. You're going to get the victory on this side, glory to God. You're going to lift up God on this side. You're going to seek him on this side, glory to God. You're going to ask him on this side. You can't ask him when you get over there. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again. I like that. God is coming again. He who was, is to come. He's coming again. Hallelujah. And we're going to behold his glory. Glory to God. We're going to know when he get here that he's here. Hallelujah. God ain't going to sneak up on us. We're going to know he's here when he get here, glory to God. And when he get here, glory to God, we're going to be in our right place. We're going to be in the right mind. That's the mind of Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be waiting on him. I'm going to be one of those five wise persons. I'm going to have some oil in my lamp, glory to God. I'm going to be looking for him, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I've been looking for him. The old nature had to ask Jesus, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. All the time he'd been teaching and demonstrating. And they didn't know who he was. One thing they was afraid that when he leave, if he was going to leave, they'll be alone. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know whether you like us. And we don't know the way. You know, if you leave here, how are we going to get where we need to go? Hallelujah. Glory to God. How did you get here today from yesterday? How did you get here 10 years ago to this year? Glory to God. I'll tell you how you got here. Jesus was on your side. Jesus was the one that walked you. Jesus was the one that kept you. Jesus was the one that led you. He was the one that guided you. And he's still your God. Glory to God. You might live another 20 years, but I'm here to tell you that God is going to direct you. Glory to God. You might be sick, glory to God, alone those 20 years, but he's still that healer that has never lost a case, glory to God. He's still the right doctor, glory to God. You only need one doctor. You don't need all of these doctors over Henry Ford and Pullman, glory to God. They got all these different doctors. None of them know what they're doing for us up, son, glory to God. But you only need one doctor, and his name is Jesus, glory to God. He's a panel. Then Jesus had to tell him. See, God has always got to talk to the flesh.
Amen.
Because the flesh only mind things of the flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They can't mind the spiritual things. So Jesus had to explain to him again. All he done talked over. This is, we over in John. He done been through Matthew, Luke, and Mark. And they still don't know him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you one thing about the flesh would never know him, glory to God, because this is a revelatory word, and it can only be given to you by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost got to reveal what you need to do and what you need to hear, glory to God, which way you need to turn, what you need to do, glory to God. Jesus told him, he said, I am the revelation. In other words, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light, glory to God, and no man, that means any man, no man can come unto the Father house, hold on, the Father's family except through him, glory to God. How did we get in the family of God? We came through Jesus, glory to God. The salvation part, glory to God, we came through, glory to God. And we are his household. We are his family. We are his abiding place, glory to God. We are his lifted up tabernacle, glory to God. He is the author and the finisher. He is the head, glory to God. And he'll be the head till we get to that eternal resting place. Come on, give me. I'll tell you how the world look at this. He says, I am the way. The world says, General Motors is the way. Chrysler is the truth. And the world is the life. Hallelujah. But they got the wrong mindset. Because Chrysler and General Motors didn't write none of this. Hallelujah. And the word, and about the world is explained in here. And not to the human nature, glory to God. To understand what the world is all about, you got to understand what this is talking about, glory to God. Because the one that came into the world, the one that created the world, the one that came into this discombobulated world, that man messed up, glory to God, came in and he said, I am the way, not General Motors. I am the truth, not Chrysler, glory to God. I am the life everlasting, glory to God. Not this world, because what's in this world, glory to God, is going to stay just where it's in until he comes back and do what he's going to do with it, glory to God. But in the meantime, the household is going home, glory to God. The family's going home, glory to God. The family is still walking in victory up on this earth in the name of Jesus. Come on, give us a prayer. He said, I am the way. Or I put it another way. He's the rock.
Yes. Yeah.
He's the road.
Yeah.
And if you're going anywhere, he's the progress.
Yeah. Come on.
Hallelujah. He's the distance we got to go. Yeah. Hallelujah. In order to make the distance that only he knows. He is the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He is the one that's on the journey with us. He is the journey, glory to God. Only way we're going to make it is stay on the journey, glory to God, and follow him. I watch a lot of, I like science fiction, so I was watching the science fiction, glory to God, and watching that Star Wars thing, And Darth Vader was chasing the good guys. Well, you know, that's what the world calls, you know, one got to be good, it doesn't have to be bad. So he was chasing, trying to shoot them down because they was going to take out that planet that was called the Death Star.
Yeah.
And it was Darth Vader in the front. You know, sin is always in the front. Hallelujah. Always trying to tear you and give you another direction. And the other two was on his side. And then one of the three guys that was in front of them, something happened to his plane, and he flipped out and turned around, so to speak. And one of the guys that was with Darth Vader wanted to follow them, and Darth Vader said, "Stay on the leader." You got to stay on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is the leader, glory to God. He is the way to life. The scripture said, keep your mind, glory to God. Let not it be troubled. Keep your mind stayed on the leader, glory to God. When you become a leader, you're going to reach your distance. When you become a leader, you're going to reach your goal. When you keep it on that leader, glory to God, you ain't going to veer off the path, glory to God. You ain't going to go chasing rainbows, glory to God. But you're going to keep your mind stayed up on him. And when you keep your mind on him, you're going to have that perfect peace that you need in your life. Come on, give me a this is not a dysfunctional family.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. This is a family of grace and peace.
Yes.
Glory to God. There's some patches, some breaches. God's fixing that up.
Amen.
Glory to God. It ain't going to be like that comic book script. Glory to God. The family get in there and they start changing words and all that stuff. And they start fighting and carrying on. And the way they express that in the comic books is they show a little cloud of dust. Glory to God, and you can't see the family no more. And then after a while, you see an arm. I come out of the cloud and a foot over here and a head over here and a bunch of stars around. Glory to God. That's a dysfunctional family. That's the earthly family. But I'm not talking about the earthly family, glory to God, in the human form. But I'm talking about the earthly family that's spiritually led by God. Glory to God. There ain't no fussing and fight. There's a lot of ism and schism in it, glory to God. But God is still the head, glory to God. He's still the leader. He's still the guide. He's still the one that's straightening out, glory to God. You can be hard-headed if you want, glory to God. God has got the remedy, glory to God. You can be stubborn if you want to. God has got the remedy, glory to God. You can be anything that's not like God, but God always got the remedy to bring you back in line and back into his household. Come on and give God some praise. He said, "I'm the truth." People don't believe the truth. You know what he's saying here? He said, "I am the truth. I am the one that exists."
Right.
Hallelujah. Before we was, he was.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is the one. He is the truth. He's the one that exists. His faithfulness and his promises and his love. Glory to God. And all of these things are absolute.
Yeah.
It's the absolute truth that God is God. It's the absolute truth that Jesus is Jesus, glory to God. I don't care how they dress him up, glory to God. It ain't got nothing to do with the dress. It's all about his love toward those whom he created, glory to God.
Yeah.
I thank God that he's got a relationship with us, glory to God, that he can't turn aside from. So he came, glory to God, to retrieve us and to wake us up and to put us back on the right journey, glory to God, the right direction so that we can go that distance, glory to God, that we started out with. Come on. It is the life, the way that leadeth to life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing about this life. In order to have this life, you got to first die.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In order to have the victory, you got to die.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why Paul said, "I died daily." Glory to God. You got to get rid of some stuff, glory to God, to get what you need, glory to God. So we got to start dying a little bit more, glory to God. That's what Jesus is trying to get us to do, glory to God. He's trying to help us to kill off this old flesh and this mindset, glory to God, to minimize it, glory to God, and bring it in, just like they do cancer, glory to God. They bring it in submission, but God ain't trying to bring it in submission. He's trying to hold it, glory to God, and do away with it so that your mind will be complete in him. And that's going to be the perfection of the church, glory to God. And when our mind be complete in him, glory to God, then we'll be able to walk up and down in this earth, glory to God, and lay hands on the sick and open the blind eyes and to cast out the devils that are not, glory to God. Then we'll be able to do these things. Why? Because we have the glory of God shining throughout the family. Come on again. There ain't going to be one hand going out here doing that. It's going to be the whole body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There ain't going to be no one evangelist, prophet, pastor. It's going to be the whole body.
Yes.
See, God is walking toward us. That's the complete glory to God. He's leading us in that direction. That's why he's got it all set up. He's got some pastor, some prophet, some evangelist, and all that stuff. It's all set up, glory to God. It's all for our learning. It's all to let us know that the truth, glory to God. And the truth, let me tell you something. God, some people can't read the word like they should read the word. So that's why he's got the prophets and the evangelists and the pastors and the teachers, glory to God, and the testifiers and all of those saints. God knows what he's doing. He got everything in place. All you got to do is just latch on to one of them, glory to God. Anyone will lead you, glory to God. And when you latch on to the word of God, then you got to remember one thing, that Jesus is that leader. And all you got to do is stay on that leader, glory to God. And when you stay on that which is true, glory to God, it'll be an absolute success for you. Come on and give me that glory. Yeah. Getting ready to close. Hallelujah. Truthfulness. That's Christ. Truth. Not merely verbal, but sincerity and integrity of character. That's what the old nature is about. It's faithful to sin. It's faithful to crime. They don't only talk it, but they do it. Hallelujah. But when you hold on to Christ Jesus, it won't be merely verbal, but sincerity and integrity of the character and the nature of Jesus Christ. And not only will you be able to do it, but you will be able to do what they did in their mention in Hebrew. They was able to subdue kingdoms, glory to God, and pull down the strongholds and open up that which need to be opened up, glory to God, and part the Red Sea and cross over Jordan and all that stuff, glory to God. We don't have to worry about any of those things because we got all power in heaven and earth, and all we got to do is do what he said, ask in his name, believe it, and it shall be done, glory to God. I don't know what your divide is. I don't know what your ocean is. I don't know how many troubles you suffer, glory to God, but Jesus took care of all, glory to God, so there's nothing left undone. Jesus did everything, and he did it to his rightfulness and his truth, and he did it successfully just for you and I. Come on, give God some praise. So this book, this word, is not about Satan. His name is in here. Glory to God. But remember, the truth is in here. Amen. Telling you all about Satan.
Yeah.
This book is about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Revealing the sinful nature of the man.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's the one I want to call the devil.
Right.
That's what Jesus called him in John 8 and 44. He said, ye are your father, the devil. Hakomomoshaka. And the lust of your father ye will do. You can't help it. You will do it. That's what Jesus said. You can't do anything about it because you don't know him, glory to God. So you're going to be the one that killed on the street. You're going to be the one that smoked that crack. You're going to be the one that cussed out your mother. You're going to be the one, glory to God. He said, he of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the what? Not in the truth, glory to God, because there is no truth in him. That's why the scripture said there's no good thing dwelling in the flesh. There's nothing to dwell that, glory to God. It's something to do anything, anytime, any place, anywhere, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus is the way anytime. Jesus is the truth anytime. And Jesus is the life anytime, anywhere, and any way that you go. Come on and give God some praise. do what Jesus said. He said, check out your thoughts.
Yes.
Bring them unto him.
Yes.
Thoughts deal with your conduct. Deal with your character.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Conduct, feelings, emotion, character, it's all man. That's all man. Thank God.
For truly I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life that she shall live. I have come that I might destroy that which the man hath done. The man hath come and brought death. The man hath come and brought sin. But I am come that ye might have life, and ye might have the abundant life. Yes, ye shall go through many trials and many tribulations, but I am there with thee. For I am your leader, I am the head, and I flow down into my body, and I instruct them, each and every member of them. None is too small that I do not instruct. None is too large that I do not instruct. And I give my truth and my life unto them. I give my way unto them to show them the way out. I am the way out. I am the way out of your troubles. I am the way out of your situations. I am the way out of your suffering. I am the way out of your pain. Continue to follow after me, and ye shall be victorious, for I was victorious. I came down and I walked this pattern. I set the pattern up for you, and ye follow me, following my footsteps. Follow the word, for the word is a part of me. I set and I humble myself to my Father's word. Ye shall humble yourselves to the word of God. For in the word is life, in the word is instruction, in the word is victory, in the word is eternal life, saith the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pay no mind to what they say. That committee of day that seems to outrank the children of God. But I tell you, like Jesus told one of the prophets or somebody over there in the Old Testament, I think it was in Jeremiah, when Jeremiah was telling his servant, he said, lift up your eyes and look into the hills and see what you see. First he didn't see nothing, so Jeremiah prayed and asked God to enlighten his eyes.
Yeah.
And when God opened up his eyes, he looked again. And when he looked up, he saw horses and chariots and men. Glory to God, all around the mountainside. And they weren't just plain, ordinary men. The glory was shining all around them. Glory to God. And Jeremiah told me, he said, they that be with us is more than they that are with the world. Glory to God. I'm with them that are pursuing you. Glory to God. They that are with us, glory to God, the heavenly body, the heavenly host, glory to God, are more than the world, glory to God, are more than your circumstance, your situation, that pursue you day in and day out, glory to God. They that be with us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, glory to God, are able to keep you while you sleep, able to keep you when you go to work, able to keep you when you walk out of your house. They are more than what's in this world. Come on and give God some praise. Everybody stand. Hallelujah.